Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Oh my goodness, Kelsey.
Hello.
What?
Hey, queens.
I'm really not feeling like a queen anymore, Kelsey. Wow. I think it's worn off.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I think being stuck between this like vortex of Gen X, between Gen X and Boomer, the way Maria is stuck between Millennial and Gen X, it just puts you in a place where I don't think you can sustain the queen life. I think I'd have to be drunk.
Oh my God.
If I were drunk, I could do it. But I think being away from it, I don't know. I think I'm just too far away. Anyway, you guys, we fooled them again. We made it through another week. I don't know if the summer is easier for people or harder. I think in some ways it should feel easier, Kelsey, but I think it's harder because now everyone's trying to rush in, cram in the last 2 years of their life. And then maybe in the back of their head, they're thinking, oh, my God, they're going to shut it down again.
Yes.
When I was at the airport to fly, and by the way, I'm coming to you from the Connecticut studios. We are back at the East Coast offices. Kelsey is holding it down in Los Angeles. But flying out, Kelsey, it was jammed to the point that I said to Maria, I'm going back to what I always said. I am flying minimally. If this is what it's going to be like, jammed.
And Kev, you flew like very late too. That surprises me.
Oh my God. Jammed. Yeah, we did the red eye. Jammed.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. You guys, I know I have pre-check and all that stuff, but was security just crazy?
No, we were like, we had all the scams down clear and everything else. But at the same time, it was, you know, hard to sit down, you know, find a seat and all that stuff when you're pre-boarding. Wow. And yeah, I just think the energy is, you know, people have been bottled up. They want to just get out there. So I don't know, like, as I feel in this time, I certainly haven't felt this like need of like, oh, wow, relaxing and fun. And I just hope people are, that's what I'm saying. Cause I haven't felt it. I haven't stopped. It's not doing physical work, but you know, Maria's working on this Lifetime Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Which I'm also involved in a little bit. And
yeah, you are.
I'll talk about that later in the show. My experiences on a Lifetime Christmas movie. It could only go in the way that a regular guy or girl would be able to relate to. And we'll talk about that later. And I guess it transitions into some of the other things we'll talk about today, which is, you know, the summer mindset. And, you know, there's this fine line between, you want to rest and breathe. And especially now, I get it, because of everything. And if you were the person who didn't snow day and worked, I get like this is a time where you got to breathe. A lot of you who snow dayed, and I know a lot of you now, because your mentality has been so long in snow day, now it's like beach day. Mm-hmm. And I really am scared for you and the country, for the people that are like that. But at the same time, you know, September, you blink and it's right here. and you want to have a, you don't want to spend, and we're having a meeting. We talked about it last week in August. We're going to be having a meeting about with everyone from Better Together. And I think maybe this relate to you and your business, you and your household, you and just your own life and your goals. But what happens is if you put everything off until September, you let's say you just went crazy all summer partying or just having fun or whatever, you come back in September when you want to be sharp and ready. And I believe in milestones. You know, I always say that. So fall's a great milestone. It's back to school. It's kind of back to life. But you really run the risk of A, being tired to now go do that, which is a whole other catastrophe. But then also now you almost spend September slate into October kind of lining things up and setting your foundation for whatever it is you want to accomplish before the end of the year or for that like school year, let's say. And while you're planning all that, you're going to blink and you're into the holidays and then everything kind of shuts down mentally,
right?
You know, from Halloween on. And by the way, side note, I love that. I love the holidays. So
like,
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of all that. But yeah, it's definitely, I think you know, people who want to get better in life, this is a, there's a balance, there's a bit of a dance here between, you know, breathing and, you know, getting out and enjoying life, maybe taking a bit of a break, but then also in those breaks, in those hikes, in those, you know, those, I don't know, times where you're doing mindless things, you could be thinking to yourself, if you're walking along a beach, let's say if you get to go to the beach, you got to be thinking to yourself, okay, what does September look like? What does this new normal look like? And how do I come into it? And like, there's some things we'll go over as this progresses. And, you know, and this of course comes off of yesterday having to, God, I want to do this without being emotional. We had to say goodbye to Beethoven, and our little Beethoven is 16, and that breed of dog, the King Spaniel, typically makes it to about 12. And all of our dogs have always gone 16 to 19 through the grace of God. And I think through all the love they've gotten. And what we've heard from people is they don't want to leave.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But this guy, you know, y'all, it's just like if you're a dog owner or a cat owner or a pet owner, and I think a human parent, I hate to think you'd have favorites. You just love everyone in a different way. And with Beethoven, what was interesting is he was given to us by the Greek paparazzi 16 years ago when Maria hosted Eurovision. And if anyone doesn't know Eurovision is is bigger than the Super Bowl is here for all of Europe. It's every country sends their musical act in for this giant competition. And it's huge. And why we haven't done it here in the States, where every state sends their best band, is beyond me. They bought Eurovision and didn't know what to do with it back in the day. Whole other story.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
But anyway, yeah, but they didn't realize they didn't need to buy the brand. It was, you know, just make your own.
Just do it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because people bought it could have. It was NBC.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, they're all smarter than me. So, but we were over there. It was a really big event. And paparazzi, to get an interview with Maria, they wave this little puppy at Maria. And of course, she's going to go, oh, my God.
So smart.
Hand it to Maria and say, he's yours. And all of, you know, paparazzi's taking pictures and stuff. And they followed us everywhere. So it's not like you could take the dog and give him away. And they were also like, and here's his passport and here's his papers. And they really were on it.
And so when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Notice when we were backstage, Lita was playing with him. He was on his hind legs and kind of doing this little dance with her, and she was playing with his paws. And I could just see the connection. And I said, I go, Lita, he's yours. I said, you got to keep him. I said, you know, we're going to take care of everything. Don't worry. I'm like, but he's, you know, I know you have baby Benny and, you know, for when you come here, but this is your guy.
Yeah.
Really? I said, yes. Look at the connection.
Oh.
And when I tell you his connection to the mother and father was like no connection I've ever seen. Our dogs, if you meet our dogs, people always say like, oh my God, they're like humans, but because we raised them like that, you know, we treated them like 2-year-old baby,
right,
infant, human infants. And so they behave that way. They act that way. They look at you that way. They expect that way. They're very connected. Beethoven was a little less like that, but he was soulfully connected to the mother and father in a way I've never seen. When Costa would have diabetic spells, he would wake up. He would bite his hand to try to wake him up when he was going into diabetic comas. When he had a mad crush on baby, our Bichon, no lie. He was obsessed with her. And we were having a problem with Athena and baby. Athena had lots of trauma. She was a rescue. Yeah. And she, a couple of times, tried to kill baby. She was a big standard poodle and a really big standard poodle. Baby was a little Bichon, and baby was an instigator. And Athena and Beethoven always got between them. He would create this little barrier, this little guy. He'd stick his chest out and he'd look at it. And he liked Athena too, but he'd look at her and go, don't leave her alone. And it was nice because we were able to keep Athena, who was so traumatized. I didn't want to give her away and give her to another home. She'd been through enough. It was just trauma. It wasn't that she was a bad girl. She'd just been beaten within an inch of her life at a puppy mill. You know, Today Show did a big story on her. It wasn't her fault. But because of Beethoven, I was able to keep Athena because Beethoven kept the peace with everybody. And he just, you know, even with me, it took him a minute to accept me because he knew I wasn't blood. Yeah. And he knew I had some issues with some of the family.
How could you tell he could feel that?
He just never really responded to me.
Wow.
And the minute I forgave the family for a lot of their shit and accepted them. Yes.
No
way. I swear. He was so, and I knew he hung on for Lita.
Yeah.
And then you saw Kelsey. He would not leave her room.
Nope.
After she passed.
No.
And then we physically had to move the bed, lock the door, and put him to another room. And so what was happening these last few days was he was, and I think Maria's going to go live, you guys, on Monday. Kelsey, I meant to tell you that. She wants to talk to everyone about it. The reason I knew Maria, of course, being mom energy, as soon as she came home, she said, Kevin, he's not right. And we need to start thinking about this. This is, and you know, I'm typical. I'm like, no, his eye, you know, when I'm not here, no one cleaned out his eyes and no one. So we had a little bit of a, what they called a skin fold infection. Shout out to Brian Spar, our Twitter vet who diagnosed it. And so I cleaned out his eyes and I flushed him and I said, oh, Maria, maybe I'll get him some rubber booties so his feet will stick to the floor. So, you know, because what happens is they're not strong enough anymore. Yeah. I was like, no problem. I've done that before. You know, I'm in that mode. He goes, Kevin, I don't know. And then as I did more due diligence, I found out that he was sleeping. He was no longer sleeping in the room with Costa. He was wanting to sleep downstairs, basically just on a cold floor in the corner. Ooh. And I think, if I had to guess, it was an animal instinct of just, you want to go away to die. You know, he had done it. He had done what he needed to do. He stood by Lita. The little guy had given everything he had. He was bones.
Poor baby.
And so Maria, we talked to Costa about it. One thing about Costa is he's very logical. And he was like, Kevin, I don't want to see him suffer. And I also don't want to come down here and see him gone. I won't be able to handle it. And we knew Costa wouldn't be able to handle taking him.
No.
And I will say, after losing Lita and my mom, I mean, my dad, excuse me, the worst days of my life have been the days that I had to put mine down still. And not one ever got easier. And again, if you're an animal owner, you know, just how painful it is. And I mean, I think of some of the worst things that happened in my life that ended, you know, where I went bankrupt, ended up homeless. And it just, all of this stuff seemed like hard. And it was not, it's nothing compared to when you have to give them safe passage. So, and I hate that feeling of waiting all day, you know, so the vet couldn't take him till 5. And maybe they wanted the place to be empty, which was cool. So, but we, like, a day goes by and all you do is think about it and hold them and love them. And, you know, like getting there, you just think of the link to Litsa. And then he was the link to our 5 other dogs. That was kind of our family for 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was lots of tears. And, you know, I think, but it, like I said to Maria, I go, you know, I just hope that you realize, like, none of what we've experienced, even though obviously, you know, losing mom, losing the dog, is, I mean, none of it's unfair. I just really wanted to make that clear. It's sad and it hurts. Everyone, we're all entitled to our pain, and we certainly have it. And I said, even my dad, when he died, you know, my dad was a heavy smoker. He was a construction worker with around asbestos and a fireman. I mean, and he worked 100 hours a week. He never slept. He didn't do anything for himself. I mean, like, it's not unfair in the physical sense that his body in his early 50s would give out. And Litsa was a huge giver. We've talked about it. Beethoven made it to 16, where most dogs of his breed make it to 12. So I, you know, Maria's like, no, you're right. It's not that it hurts, but it's not unfair. And I was like, please, we can't go down that path. It is hard. I said, but we can't go down that path because I said, if someone ever walked into our life, you know, and saw this, you know, people out there who are really suffering and struggling. I said, you know, she's like, you're right. I get, you know, so obviously we're entitled to our pain and we have it, but this is life.
Yeah.
You know, then you have to take my mother's attitude, which is, she's just like, life sucks. You know, she's like, every week I'm at another funeral or a wake. She's like, you know, I'm sick of it. Just life is just the pits. That's, and you know, you can have that view, or you can just have the view of like, this is life. This is the life cycle. And that, and if you believe we go somewhere better and we're together, then that this is all brief. So make the most of it while you're here. And
yeah.
I think the animals do teach us that, or they should. But again, we're not aware. So we don't pay attention to the lessons of showing us how brief it all is and how to make the most of it. And yeah, so that was really hard so yesterday. Hard. But I'll tell you, you know, Costa, Kelsey, this guy, when I, my younger self, like in the 80s, it was starting to come up in psychology to always let your feelings out, and don't hold things in. And so I got to the place where when I would see Costa and he would be experiencing something that was making him sad or upset, right, he would walk away. And my 20 years ago, when I first met him, I'm like, oh no, that's dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. You need to express it. And you know what? Like, now I don't think so. Like, Costa's just got this way of, he'll have poison ivy. He's like, I'm not going to itch it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It's like, okay, so he, of course, he cried all day. And when we drove away, one of the saddest things was looking in the rearview mirror and seeing him bawl his eyes out with Demi as we drove away. But I will tell you, today, he's on his little tractor. With him and Demi, we're going to the dump. Now we're doing this. And he just, it's out of his mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. No, he's just, I'm not going to think about it. So I've said to Maria, I said, Maria, I want to obviously be present as a husband and hear you out. Like, Maria took videos and stuff. And I just said, if you really need me to sit with you and hold the safe space for you, like the other doctors on the show have said, I'll do it if you need me. But if you're doing, if you want to experience this, you know, okay, as your prerogative and you don't need me, then I would love to recuse myself because I don't want to feel this.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel the pain, you know.
It's fair too. I watching Costa go through everything, it's like, people emote differently, you know, and it's like people, like everyone has their own way of how they emote and what's best for them. And, you know, like that, has clearly worked for him. And I respect the heck out of it. And like, I think that, I mean, I respect the heck out of how anyone emotes, but like watching him go through what he went through and just continues to work.
But I'd love you to look at it a little more deeply, Kelsey, because I think there's a lesson in it.
Yeah.
I think you could, you can leave it like that's his way. Here's my way. But think about it. Just what good is sitting
right
in agony and in pain when life is so brief? And it's like, and we know from the time at some point we understand, I don't know, but 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, we understand we're going to die. Like we're going to, you know, so I don't know. I think there's something to take away from his being like, no, I don't, I'm going to switch my brain. I'm going to choose again. I'm going to choose another thing to think about and I'm going to choose to live. And I think it's something that I'm watching him like, you know what? I think he's onto something. Listen, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go over the experiences of a lifetime Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking last week. We talked about how we've become personal assistants to our children.
Yes. And
a great line came up, Kelsey.
Oh, I can't wait.
About the culture of a family, the culture of your friends, the culture of a work environment, the culture of any, say, environment or system, right? It's a direct result of what you tolerate. We'll be right back.
With sunnier days ahead, a good night's rest helps us make the most of summer because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. And that's why I rely on Sleep Number. Guys, I get the best night's sleep with my Sleep Number because I have comfort and support that's specifically tailored to my body. When I get too hot in the summer, boom, I can adjust that because my bed has cooling technology. So then my house doesn't have to be an igloo. It also has this really cool foot warmer. Ooh. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features and Sleep IQ technology get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. That means more energy to exert during these fun summer months.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Seriously, Heal Squad, our Sleep Number bed has so dramatically improved our lives that we can't believe we went this long without one. It's an investment in your comfort, health, and well-being, plus one that will pay off each and every night. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better. Remember to use /better to help us and you get the best price. And guys, you know, I wouldn't tell you if I didn't mean it. This is a game-changing bed. Enjoy. You know from our show how many of us struggle with mental health today, but lack time, direction, and money to cope. That's why I'm excited to share Talkspace with you. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7, so therapy can be on your schedule. It's like having a therapist in your pocket at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code BETTER to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's BETTER and Talkspace.com. Let's keep healing together.
Okay, we're back. I'd like to think we're still queens. I feel like I've lost my queen status.
Get
you guys,
out of
and
here.
I profusely apologize. I'm not around any queens anymore, Kels.
Well, we got to get you around some queens.
Well, by the way, can we just step back a little bit? You're putting up some queen pictures. Like, you're back in the queen life a little bit. Can you help us?
What can you define? Which ones are the queen pics?
I don't know. I just saw really beautiful pictures of you.
I've just been doing a lot of photos.
Was old, or was that you? Was that new pictures, recent ones?
New.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, the hair looked shorter, but maybe because you just, it was just how
maybe because it was behind me.
Yeah, it was behind you. Anyway, you just look like just being a queen.
Thank you. Well, so, like, there's been a lot.
Is there some queen energy going on back there? Well, before we get back into it?
I wish I could go full queen, but like, I've been gone for so long. I'm still trying to get my bearings, like my space of like, that's kind of, so I can't really go full queen as much as I want. I can also never go full queen as much
you know
as
what
I want
sucks,
to.
You guys, listen, it sucks for the heel squad. This is what sucks, you guys, because look, I think it's just time to get real here.
Let's get
real. I never wanted to have to get this real with everybody. I think the best that our audience and you and I can hope for is queen adjacent.
I'm not disagreeing.
Now, Kels, no, not to insult you. I think if you didn't meet me, you had a shot at going full queen. You had a shot.
Probably.
A shot. No, you still weren't a sure thing because you were working and you were, you know what I mean? But you had a shot. You could have been pushed into it because your last job could have pushed you into saying, F it, I'm going full queen.
True. Full tilt.
But it's like, yeah, you so just don't. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. I think I'm going to find some queens.
You got
it. And maybe interview them on the show to help us get there to at least be queen adjacent. But, you know, it's funny. I'm kind of glad you're saying it, Kels, because I think foundation is so important. Mm-hmm. And I think with you, we got to get in there with those hefty bags.
Oh, and I have four down already.
Yeah, good. But I think you know, and hopefully if you can do it on your own, great. But I think that's when you talk about your foundation and, you know, it starts with your living situation and then it goes to your health situation and then it would go to your life. But it's hard to build or do anything when it's half measures, like we talked about last week, when it's half-assed. And I will say, Brett Perrine, the sales queen, is not going to want to hear this. But as I look around this house after these properties have been neglected for decades because it's been all about the work. Now that I've done the other houses, my other house that I live in, and it's so nice, I realize we've just been living under our means. Let me just say that much. And when I see this house now, and I know we're going to be working many months a year here, I don't like this foundation.
Right.
There's still clutter here. There's still there's work that needs to be done. No, certainly not the renovation we did in LA at all, but there's cosmetics here that need me. And, you know, I'm torn because I know I need to go full tilt into Better Together. But at the same time, it's hard to go full tilt when your foundation's not in order. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Correct. Yeah.
But that's what brings me to this talk about summer and our summer mentalities, you know, because there's got to be a way to enjoy your summer while setting your foundation up, you know, for the year. There's got to be a way to do it. And I have a couple of little tidbits.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I mean, again, I don't know if this is so big. There's two things that stand out with me. And I think this is really good to hear for woo-woo culture. Because we hear so much about, you know, personal affirmations, right? Dr. Amen, like this week on the show, was just saying, wake up and have that affirmation. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to sell a lot. I'm going to, you know, get this audition. I'm going to, you know, whatever. I'm going to get an A. I'm going to, whatever it is. I'm going to kick ass with this presentation. But this is the thing to remember. And this is a powerful quote. It's an affirmation without discipline is the beginning of illusion.
Ooh.
And this is the problem with people who are putting out their fake lives and they're doing all the affirmations, but they don't have the discipline to really do the work.
Right. Because the work is really hard.
The work, yeah. And when you do the work to fortify the affirmation, now we're in sync. Boom, we're there. But it goes to that 80-20 theory on life that, you know, I always say with football, there's a skill set to do 80 yards. There's a skill set to do those last 20 yards, the red zone. Doesn't mean one skill set is superior to the other, you know, but they're equally but important. And certain people can do the 80 and certain people can do the 20. And in this case, I feel like 80%, maybe 90 is the discipline and the work. And then the 10%, the 20%, the 20 last 20 yards is the affirmation. Oh, we made it this far. We made it 80 yards. Now we can get the ball over the goal line. But I tell you, that's the big thing, is it's not enough to wake up and say, I'm going to be great. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to sell this. I'm going to make this happen. If you don't have the discipline to do the work and to do all the right things to make that happen, you know?
Right.
And that's a big thing. And yeah. I think there's a lot of people who get disappointed. I'm doing the affirmations. I'm doing the affirmations. I do it all the time. I stare in the mirror and I know, but you got to have the discipline to do the work. Back in the Carney days, we had a guy who worked for us, worked with us by the name of Filthy Phil, kind of a small town hoodlum, wannabe kind of good fella, you know, gambling, just any way to make money, you know, that kind of deal. And he would always say, you can scam all you want, but you got to work. And what he meant by that was that you have to have a regular job at, whether it's a Target or anywhere that's going to give you a W-2 form that shows the government you're working. So then they'll leave you alone. Then you can make all the cash on the side. But if you just make cash and have all the big cars or whatever, and you have no job, that's the first thing they look for. They look you up. They say, wait, this person hasn't worked in 5 years. How does he have, you know, the nice car, the this, the that, then they go, okay, no, he's definitely a criminal. Let's go after him. So his big thing was, you got to work. And so we took it a step further. You can scam all you want. You can have all your fun. You can scam all you want. Affirmations, yay. But you got to do the work.
But you got to do the work.
So we say all the time, you have to do the work.
Yeah, I think it's so easy to, going back to our queen culture on Instagram, it's easy to see all these people who you think are living queens. Their best lives and queens and like doing the, and just saying the affirmations, and you're like, okay, well, they're doing it. And it's like, no, enough. That's not true. It's not. That's not.
And I'm telling
reality.
You guys, remember your crazy old friend, Kev, up on the rock screaming at the top of his lungs, the prophet that no one's listening to. When I say to you, and this is really sad, it's already happening, but the suicide rate is going to continue to skyrocket. And particularly a lot of the people that are doing the affirmations without the discipline are the ones that are going to be set up for gross failure. Mm. And again, they're building their houses on sand, not having a strong foundation.
Correct.
It's funny. My dad and Costa both said, never met each other, but they all said the same things. They were never afraid.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Of making money because they said, I'm a hard worker, I'll always get a job.
Mm.
It's like, I'll always work, I'll always get hired. I'm a hard worker. That's
it.
And it's like, so again, like work, I tell you, it trumps talent, it trumps so many things. You know, businesses, you know, you ever hear someone says, let's have a business map? But really, or a business plan is what you hear. Sorry, I'm screwing this up. you always hear about a business plan, right? And right. I even say a life plan too.
Right.
But really, you want a business map. Mm. And then I say, I always take a lot of these business things and I bring them to life because I say you should run your life like a business. But by the way, I'm not saying I always do, guys. Okay. So I will tell you right now, I don't. I'm struggling with all this stuff. I'm trying to, you know, adapt it. And what I want for all of you, whether you're older than me, my age, or younger, is that you can adapt these things too. But a life map, you know, over a life plan. So I plan on doing this. I plan on that. I plan on,
okay.
I plan on getting married. I plan on being a parent. I plan on, you know, having my first home by this age. I plan on having, okay, that's, those are great plans. A map is, okay, I'm actually going to focus on getting into a long-term relationship. What have I done wrong in the past? Why have I attracted the wrong people? Blah, blah, blah. Or if I'm going to buy my first house, okay, what's the map to get me to that first house? Okay, I'm going to save 25% out of my paycheck every single week. And then I'm going to put it in this, you know, compounding fund. And then in 10 years, it'll be worth this. That's a map.
Right.
So I think a lot of us have plans. We all have big plans, right? But a map. And again, I take it back to Better Together. In August, we're going to get together and meet because we're going to create a map.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to,
not a plan.
Oh, we plan on doing this. We plan on doing it. No, we're going to make a map of, okay, let's look at the website and let's look at the Monday through Friday show. Let's look at video. Let's look at audio. Let's look at social media. Let's look at, you know, merchandise, live events, like whatever it's going to be. And then what's the map to get us to those places? And so I think that's a really big,
I like
big
that
difference
a lot.
There.
Yeah.
And this is the time, guys. I urge you, please. I want everyone to be able to go to the beach, put your feet in the water, walk on the sand, get out to nature where you've all been shut in. It will be very healthy for you. But I also want you to be mindful of the fall and, you know, and I'm very big on finishing the year strong. I always say we got to finish strong, you know, so I love Maria's year. Other than, yeah, you know, I'm proud of the fact that we gave Litsa and Beethoven safe passage yet. We renovated our houses. She's doing a couple of big acting projects, you know, she'll be hosting Kelly and Ryan and, you know, we grew the show, our YouTube numbers like grew by 8 times mm-hmm. the amount from last year, and without Maria. So mm-hmm. wait till Maria comes back. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot. And I think while you're walking along the beach, you can look back at your lives too and say, hey, the pandemic dealt me these blows, but I'm obviously on a beach walking somewhere. I'm still standing. So I think reflect on your victories. But start thinking, okay, you know, how are we going to finish this year strong? What are some of our the goals we want to reach and what's our map to get there?
Yeah.
You know, and as more as this comes even in my brain before the year's end, I'll keep sharing it. But I'm really big on that. And I'm really big on, I can't say enough about milestones. New Year's are great milestones, but I think the fall is a great milestone. And remember, you know, once we get into Halloween, guys, everything, I don't care who you are, everything in life kind of just shuts down. And by the way, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. It's just that we can't be shut down for 10 months.
Right,
so we have
right.
to take advantage of these other times. Let's take a quick break, Kelsey. And then when we come back, we will talk about the experience of a lifetime, Chris being on the set of a Lifetime Christmas movie.
What?
And why regular guys and girls maybe don't fit in.
Oh, no.
Or maybe how regular guys and girls can fit in on those when we come back.
Hey guys, I want to introduce you to a really neat new supporter of Better Together, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare helps you get inspired, learn new skills, and take your creative projects to the next level with the support of fellow creatives. I can't wait to try Mikhail Bagstrom's Use Branding to Grow Your Channel and see how much it helps us with our YouTube growth for Better Together. Now, while browsing the many things to learn on Skillshare, I even came across a flower arranging class called Bouquet Making with Kaylee Young. Super cute. I might have to give that want to go to. You can pick your Skillshare classes from one of three categories, from the best of, a Skillshare original, or staff pick. Super easy. Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when comparing it to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/better and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/better. What's great about CBD is that it helps you feel better, calmer, and can reduce anxiety. However, many products on the market are hard to absorb and not so pleasant tasting. Meet Caliper, a better way to consume CBD. Caliper believes everyone deserves a simple way to feel better. Unlike CBD oils, Caliper CBD powder is completely tasteless and mixes easily in any food or drink. No weird taste, no oily residue or mouthfeel. Caliper CBD is clinically proven to be superior to most standard CBD oils because your body is mostly water and oil and water don't mix. You can absorb up to 450% more CBD with Caliper compared to other tinctures. Unlike some products out there, Caliper is completely THC free, all the goodness of CBD with no high, all natural, non-GMO ingredients, no fillers, added chemicals, or artificial flavors. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code BETTER at trycaliper.com/better. You can try risk free for 30 days. If you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. That's trycaliper.com/better. Don't forget the promo code BETTER for 20% off your first order.
Hey, queens.
Hey, queens.
Okay, so Kelsey, Lifetime Christmas
movie. I can't wait to hear.
Bucket list scam. Real fun. It's humid as F, okay? And you're in all these winter clothes.
Oh, God.
And I will say, Maria is killing it.
I can't wait to watch.
I don't know the last time Maria's even acted, but I'll tell you, when you get to do what you love and you're not taking punches to the face, like the other time she had to act, but it was while getting tortured by her other jobs, you know? Right. And now being free, it's really been fun to watch her, you know, do her thing. And the co-stars in this are fantastic. I don't know how much we can say. Maria will probably talk more about our show. But it's been great. So anyway, as they like to do
starring
in,
this, role.
In our business, you know, oftentimes it's nice to be the significant other because then you get thrown a mercy role. And I'm sure like they're thinking it, if the both of us are in it, it's probably more promotable. Little tiny role, Nick the Snowman, I'm the snowmaker in the town.
I love it for
the annual snowball fight that they have when there's no snow. You know, they want to have me in background and stuff. So basically the first day I'm there, I'm an extra. So I'm like, oh God, what am I doing? I did extra work 20 years ago, like on a soap opera.
Yes, we love extra work.
Yeah, right. I told you, I think we said a few weeks ago, my mother was like, you know, would you consider doing that again?
Dead.
You were good at that.
Oh my God.
No, Mom, I've done a couple of things in my career.
Thank you, Mom.
Maybe
honestly, extra work was kind of fun.
I'll tell you, it's super fun. You learn a lot.
Yeah.
And then like on a soap, it's great because you might shoot one scene like in a coffee shop, but that scene carries over to three or four episodes and you get paid three or four times.
Right.
So it's fun. You meet people. And I will say for somebody who is out of work or disabled or, you know, I don't know, like it's fun. It's really fun work. It's a lot of standing around, but it's fun. And the money could be good.
Well, it's
too.
Good for someone too who just want, like, I mean, I know I did it when I couldn't get another PA gig. And I was like, well, crap, okay, I'll background act. And
that's
then
right.
It was like I learned, I met people, and you get paid the same amount and you should be in front of the camera. It's kind of fun.
It is fun. It's fun.
So, anyways, so you were an extra.
So in one scene, because they said just sit here the whole time. And I think it was the star wanted me, he wants me in as many scenes as possible. But the director is like, well, we can't have him everywhere. So so they kind of hid me here. So I sit down and Kelsey.
Oh, no.
Mind you, this.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
This is the first day. This is the first scene. Okay. And I... table with me, my fellow extras, I get seated with the Lifetime movie extra vampire.
Yikes.
So this guy has the most amazing voice, golden voice. Like, he talks like this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very much like the total announcer voice. You know, I've been in SAG since 1980. You know, I've done voiceover work for blah blah blah. I'm like,
you're like, okay, like, cool.
And no, it starts out fine. You know, I'm like, oh, that, wow, that's, and I was intro. That's,
yeah,
wow, that's super impressive. You know, I'm impressed with anybody. And I, you know, and everyone has a story. And generally, I like to listen. So then from there, it went to, he's like, you know, it's like, so, you know, my agent doesn't really get me much. Do you know any agents? And I said, well, have you done anything online? I said, because a lot of my voiceover friends are having more luck putting their voice up online, their sites, and you can, you know, you can describe what your voice is like. And then filmmakers and artists and other people basically hire, we've done it. Mm-hmm. You hire people that way. And I said, and you get paid directly and you can name the price. And there's people, some people do it for a very small amount of money. And then there's other people who will do it for, you know, for a lot of money. And I said, with your level of, and he just cut me right off. He's like, I would never.
Oh.
40 something years of SAG. And no, he's one of those guys.
Oh, I'm, yeah.
Like,
oh,
I'm, yeah. Never. Duh, duh, duh. I don't deal with that shit. I'm like saying to myself, okay, so in other words, you're probably going to work less and less and then never again. Go ahead. But I still being like, okay with him. He's like, and I'll tell you. And then he went into this rant about he was cast in a movie to do 11 lines. It was something called, they needed me for a line read. I'd never heard of that in my life. He's like, but I showed up and said, okay, maybe it's, and next thing I know, I'm with some PA producer with a cell phone and a microphone. And they wanted me to read. He's like, and they were looking for voiceover work, but at the rate of a day player. He was like, and I, you know, I contacted the head of New England SAG, and you know her, she's useless, and he's going on.
Oh my
and on.
Gosh.
Then, no, Kelsey, he goes into it. I'm going to threaten the RICO Act. You know what the RICO Act is? That's what broke up the mob.
He, oh my gosh.
Like, it, you know, it's some fraud with the intent of no, no, no. He's like, and I just want to say, and yes, I know, and when you're done, you're going to put the system on trial, but I didn't.
Here's, I wish you would have.
Here's the problem, Kelsey. You know what the problem with all this is?
What?
Oh, this is about 3 minutes after the director said action.
No freaking way.
Mister, I've been in the business since 1980.
Is not doing his job.
We're supposed to be having a fake conversation, me, him, and the other guy.
Right.
So the other guy was actually nice. He just, every part of his conversation went to a sex joke. That was his thing.
Oh my God.
That's what she said.
Oh, but Jesus.
Like everyone, and I was thinking of you and your generation, how you would have been horrified.
Horrified.
But I was like, I'll take him any day. But this other guy, yeah, three minutes in, he's still chirping away like we're supposed to be fake talking.
He's
like, they're gonna believe me. And believe me, they're gonna, and he's like, and so God.
Oh, Kevin, no. You got in trouble?
The director comes over and he does one of these. And he's, by the way, he's a great guy. And I know his work. And I'm probably going to interview him for some other project later. But he comes up, and it was that like moment where you see the directors come up and they're sugary sweet with you, but they want to stab you.
Yeah. They're like, Kevin.
He's like, hey, buddy. Buddy, you know what? We sell action. You can't be talking that loud. You need to be fake talking. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 30 years because of this mother.
Oh my God.
And again, Heel Squad and regular guy and regular girls out there, I know you understand this feeling. I should, if I was a different person, I would have said, shut up. Stop talking. I'm not interested in what you're saying, or that's great. Let's work. Or I need to focus. Like, I'm just being polite.
Right.
And listen, and just chirping. And so Maria was great because she really blew it up. She was behind the counter doing her scene. And so she really blew it up in a good way. She's like, honey, she's like, after playing Tribeca and all the major film festivals, this is what you do. So it was kind of her way of like making a joke out of it, but like, I know who I was too. You know,
right.
He's like, thank you, Maria, for like the save. But I'm beat red, and I'm like, and by the way, still wouldn't stop.
You're kidding.
No, wouldn't stop.
Oh,
and then I just started looking ahead, and then I'm like, play acting I'm like moving my hands a lot during the scene, like I'm talking, you know, whatever. And finally, I think just grabbed my temples because, you know, when I'm around the vampires, you know, I physically start getting ill.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, and the vampires, guys, the people suck energy. And to me, it's those bitter, negative, no solution. Just
won't
talk,
stop.
Talk, don't listen. And I'm like, so I'm now grabbing my temples. Like, what's the matter? He said, what's the matter? I said, I just came in on a red eye, which was a lie. I came in a red eye the night before. I just came in on a red eye and just tired. So, yeah. And then finally, I just like froze. I'm like, I'm not going to say a word because next time the director comes and yells, I'm just going to say, I didn't say a word. Like, but again, now I'm the asshole. I'm in the middle of this. Why, Kelsey?
God, I don't know.
And I texted you. I said, Kelsey, why did I get seated next to the Lifetime movie extra vampire?
The world thinks you can handle it.
Oh my God.
It's so upsetting. I actually laughed out loud when I read that message. I was like, of course you are. Of course you are.
Just, there's something about my energy. They just know they can sink their fangs into my neck and suck all my blood.
Well, because they know that you're going to listen. You're
I'm the best host.
Because I get it too. I know. I know.
Yeah, we have to talk. I want to see when you get it, how you handle it.
Yeah. I mean, I've told you this story before. When I worked at Nordstrom, I remember when I left, my managers were like, no, you can't leave. You're the one who deals with all the crazies. And I'm like, yeah, all the vampires, because none of you guys will. And I just sit there and like die, slowly die.
Yeah, because healthier people just go, you know, they walk. Like I remember Ida, which I talked about last week, was one of my coaches and therapists. And Ida was just like, Kevin, you're an adult. Just walk away. You can
it's
do what
so
you want.
It's so hard though.
But I couldn't. Like, I couldn't in this case. So then I was like, all right. Then he's like, so what would you do if you were me? Opening and I said, okay, well, let's ask ourselves, what is the amount of money you lost? And I don't know. I said, well, then you should figure out what is the maximum amount of money. I said, you're 40 years in the business. I would think you would know what a day rate would be on a voiceover.
Yeah.
$1,200. I said, okay. So you have to ask yourself, is that $1,200 not just worth your time aggravation? And it is. Okay, great. But is it worth potentially not working again?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I got to do it to the next guy. I said, okay, so for you it is. It's worth falling on your sword. Do it. And I think this is how I was able to end it. Because he said, what would you do? Or how would you feel if I did that? I said, I'm not a full-time actor. I'm an actual producer and director. And I looked at him, I go, and I would never hire you.
You said that?
Yes. I said, if you were suing a production and making all this trouble, never
Hell
in a million
no.
years.
Nope.
There's too much talent out there and there's too much pressure on all of us to get the job done.
Yeah.
You want people who are excited, want to show up. And I'm not going to look into the minutiae of who was right and wrong. For the most part, I'm going to go, no. And I have too many decisions to make in a day on a production. You've got like 10 guns to the back of your head, so much money on the line as a director. And by the way, that director, oh my God, I fell for him because you could see that he was, because it's not a lot of money in a Lifetime movie, it's a $2 or $3 million budget. which is not a lot for what we do. Mm-hmm. You could see, just see all day. He didn't stop. He was running, running, running. Gosh. This, that, get, yeah. Yeah. And did a great job, by the way, for, you know, but like, yeah, you don't have time for people like you.
No. You're like, I'd never hire you, bro.
You know, I mean, now if it, I said is $100,000, $150,000, like if it's a major amount of money, that's going to set you up for life. Maybe get your property. Okay, maybe,
but like,
maybe.
Yeah, $1,200 for, yeah.
Or if you're a filmmaker on your own, right? And you know you can make your own films and you're good making your own films with your friends. Great. You've got some leverage. I go, but there's a reality here. Then he literally goes, are you working tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, I'm on this. I have a role. And he goes, they didn't call me for tomorrow. You know, a new diatribe. Kelsey, now, but by the way, just so you know my personality, Kelsey.
Oh my God.
You know, I know we've been together many lives.
True.
But the one thing you have to know about me is I have a certain threshold. And I know a lot of people, after a certain threshold, they'll snap, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I snap in a different way.
Oh, how do you snap?
I want to become their best friend. Because then he was so insane. I'm like, no, I love him. I want him. I love him. Now.
Good. Yeah, he's, that's right. You did flip. Yes. Kevin was like, okay, wait, this is good content now.
No, wait, he's awesome. No, he's my boy. I fucking love this guy.
Oh my God.
He immediately switched. He immediately went into, you know, he's like, you know, this, he's like, I'm up on like a 23rd story in my apartment. He's like, you know, they could have called me. I was right by my phone. He's like, then they give me all the shit, but emails and texts. I don't do emails and texts. Classic vampire.
Oh like, my classic God. Vampire.
He's like,
their problem, not mine.
He's like, and I told him, I said, I'm available. How many times? You all you had to do was call me. I said, I clearly stated, I don't do email and I don't do text. All you do, and they didn't call me. It was a whole new fight, a whole new battle.
Oh my God.
And then
gosh.
I was just, and I just gave him the dude, you're awesome. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I get it. No, now I really get it. I get it.
Oh my God.
I get it. And you know what? I was able to tell him, you got fucked.
No, you were not.
Yeah. I go, oh my God, you so got fucked again. Yeah. He's from the I Got Fucked Foundation. It was beautiful.
So then you guys swapped numbers and your besties.
He did give me his number.
Shocking.
But then see, I come home and I realized that it's these kind of friends that have prevented
ruin your
me.
Life.
Yes. Okay. Oh so there's a fine God. Line. But I will say we did turn the corner. I'm like, no, he's awesome. He's an absolute, he's insane. And yeah. Yeah,
I think fantastic. It's a good, it's kind of a good coping mechanism if you don't actually become their friend, where it's just mm-hmm. like, they're not going to stop. So like, might as well stop no, fighting so that, and just so start goes laughing.
To that, goes to the regular guy, regular girl adage, which we use in our house all the time. When you know you're cornered in a situation, guys, and you're completely screwed, go to these three words, comedy must rule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we do it in our house all the time, real big, comedy must rule. Okay, we're screwed. There's no way out. Let's have fun now.
Yep. Yep.
We're screwed. Like I have to sit next to this doofus. Okay, good. Now let's have fun. Let's have fun.
Unbelievable. Hilarious though.
Yes. Yeah. Hilarious. And, my big scene where I was actually spreading the snow, which was, big time stuff. And then I have, a couple more shoot days and then it's off to help Jeff Scam make his movie.
That's right.
And then we have our meeting and so that's kind of the state of affairs on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to a nice weekend. I think we're working on Saturday. So Sunday I think we're gonna have some of the cast come over.
Oh fun. How close are you guys to the set?
40 minutes, 45 minutes. It's nice. Mystic. Remember, isn't it funny? It's where you and I went, Kelsey.
That's right, for my birthday.
For birthday, we went to the Seaport Museum. It's around that area.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Happy summer, Heel Squad. One of my favorite things to do in the summer is to sit by the pool with some friends and enjoy a nice, refreshing beverage. These days, though, there are so many beverage options, it makes it hard to choose. So let me help you out, save you some time, and introduce you to Coors Pure. Now, if you're as huge a beer lover as I am, you know beer can wear you down. Not Coors Pure. Coors Pure is an organic beer with zero sugar and only 92 calories. A refreshingly simple beer with organic barley, organic hops, and water. It's the perfect crisp and refreshing beer to reach for. Now, whether you're celebrating the wins of everyday life or you need a quick pick-me-up,
Coors Pure is your perfect beer. When you want to enjoy a beer like I do without the calories, the sugar, the guilt, or that overly full gross feeling, reach for Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. Go to CoorsPure.com to see where you can find Coors Pure. Mandatory disclaimer, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia.
Kelsey, what's up for you for the weekend?
I'm at your house.
I'm at Rancho.
I'm watching the pups.
Nice. Getting some sun.
I had a nice breakthrough. Wasn't really nice. I just realized how much I had another. I've been having like doctor's appointments every week, right? And I had another one this week that then I just went down this rabbit hole of like researching. And I was like, holy cow. I've had whatever problem I have in me for a long time, but I kind of found the thread. I think, according to this one article, and Kev, let me tell you.
Oh my God, Kelsey, you scare me.
It's actually kind of bad. It actually kind of freaked me out. It is bad. I've had it for a long time.
What is the thing?
So I was reading this article about how I got like some other result back from when I went to the gyno, and I was like, okay, I'm not surprised because that's probably connected to the SIBO, which is all this bacterial sort of stuff. And then I was like, but where does this come from? So I was reading, and when I was younger, I used to get massive like strep throat and sinus infections, and I had to get my tonsils out because I had strep in my tonsils. So there's a certain thing, it's called like strepa napha, whatever gis. I forget the exact term, but that actually can be connected to SIBO, sinus infections, cystic acne, strep, obviously, any bacterial infection, which I've had.
And you said you had acne, right?
I had horrible cystic acne, horrible. Yeah. And I have now two current bacterial infections. It's also connected to appendicitis, which I had to get my appendix taken out. Like Kev.
Whoa, might have cracked the case.
Yeah.
We have to get that article to the right doctor.
To the right one, because then it was like, and the cure is celery juice. And I was like, come on. Stop it.
The thing is, there's been so much damage. Yeah. Then we have to do, I still think we have to do some fix, repair the damage before we can start.
I agree.
Rebuilding.
So that's what I'm kind of doing now. But yeah, that kind of freaked me. I was just like, wow.
And I told you I bumped into, you know, Half a Life is showing up. I showed up at this birthday party across the street from our house. And I'm so glad I did. I show up there and I always say Half a Life is showing up. Mm-hmm. And met a neighbor who's doing some crazy stuff in real estate that I've always wanted to do, but never have had access to do. He was like, no, you're doing it all wrong. You're doing real estate the civilian way. Buy a property, fix it up, rent it out, sell it. He's like, no, there's a high end way to do it with less risk, bigger reward. And I can tell he's got a knucklehead for a kid who doesn't care and just wants to take his money. So he's like, I would love to work with you. And that was great. But then I met another neighbor who we're close with, and her daughter had endometriosis. Mm-hmm. And I said, tell me more. And it required a surgery. And she said, the only way you can find it is through surgery. And her symptoms were similar to yours. And she's like, you can only find it with a scope. And I texted you immediately. Mm-hmm. And she's like, anyone who's saying that you can find it with ultrasounds, she's like, no, you need a scope. So again, we just have to keep getting these clues. Yeah. And I know. Well, I'm not around. So this is what happens when I'm not around.
What happens?
We don't get to kick ass. So when are we taking the new stuff?
I mean, I'm already taking it. Kicking ass. I'm trying. It's just,
You're taking the napalm. I know. I need to know. You're taking the napalm. Mm-hmm. And how long is the cycle for?
14 days, I think.
Oh, good. All right. So what day are you on?
Like one. Cause okay, I just started it with the other, cause with my like impacted whatever craziness. So I started doing it with the other stuff.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk.
But I keep reading. I need to,
we'll
stop
talk more about it off air.
Okay. Yeah. I need to stop reading all the blogs that are like,
well, that's what this doesn't work. Well, this is, I think, what exacerbated it was so many over the years, with so many supplements, so many, there's so many patches that were done. And I think there's something at the,
I think there's some root, but that something,
article,
yeah.
There's a root of it. Yeah. That article might be the thing. Anyway, you guys listen, be sure to check out our Patreon show tomorrow. Oh, Kelsey, we got some nice little reviews that came in on iTunes.
Oh yeah.
And I should have said it at the top of the show, but thank you so much, you guys, for doing that. It really means a lot. Maria reads them all. So it really helps take up for the cause of our is our little show that could here with Regular Guy Friday, and just a lot of well wishes and for Better Together and for Regular Guy Friday. And we appreciate it. So please continue to leave us those comments on Apple Podcasts.
How about this one? I absolutely love Regular Guy Friday. I've learned so much and it is so relatable. Keep it up. Thank you, Sushi Flower Envy. We love you.
Thank you, Sushi Flower Envy.
Every Friday is an incredible addition to my favorite podcast from Be Young F. Thank you.
Holla.
Definitely my favorite podcast. It's great to have Maria back. Kelsey and Kevin did a fabulous job filling in. Thank you for your hard work. Thanks, guys.
Very nice. Well, guys, keep them coming in. Everyone have a great weekend. If you're with Patreon, we'll have a Patreon show for you. Manana. And then Monday, I think Maria will be back and giving you an update on her Lifetime movie experiences, maybe, and then also everything else going on in her life. Well, Kelsey,
well, Kevin.
At Better Together with Maria, check us on Instagram and at
Kelsey Meyer. Remember, we changed it.
At the Kelsey Meyer. Yes, we've made a lot of changes, haven't we, Kelsey?
We have.
We have. All right, very good. Guys, remember what it's all about, why we're here. Learn from our mistakes, help each other, and have a few laughs.
Bye, Betches.
I still can't say Betches correctly, Kels. That's why Queen adjacent for life. I'll never be there.
You killed anyway, it. You guys
keep praying for me to become a queen. It's so hard. It's just, you know. Anyway. Mad Queen Envy. You guys, hashtag crisp.
Crisp, baby.